The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this first day of the week, 4th of March, 2013, with Ron McDonald. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Well, fair to middling, mostly good. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Goody gumdrop. Hey, I had a special request, and I'm going to ask people if they're online listening, if that's the way you listen to the program, go under on the republicbroadcasting.org, go to the video section, and click on, if one man can do this, why can't a group of men stop the NWO? Now, somebody might click on that and go, well, what the hell is this? and it's a corollary. There's a guy by the name of Ernie Adams, and what this guy did was nothing short. I've never seen anything like it. He built himself a 1949 Mercury. Okay, so you're going, so what? Well, no, it's a replica of a full-size 1949 Mercury, and he called it the dwarf car. Now, when I saw this, I thought, there's no way. The claim was that this guy hand-built the entire thing. I mean, didn't take parts. I mean, how do you take parts of a full-size Mercury and shrink them down? You don't. The only thing that the guy did not make himself was a little Toyota engine that he stuck in the car, a 1,290cc engine. That's only 90 cc's bigger than the Sportster I just sold. It does 100 miles an hour, and it cruises all day long at highway speed. And the only thing, the only two things, were the mirrors, the outside mirrors, little bullet spotlights, side view mirror, and the engine is the only thing the guy did not build himself. Go take a look at this video while you're listening to the show and tell me if this man, it took him 5 years to do this. You look at the dashboard. It was made out of a refrigerator door. The grill work, the bumpers, all handmade. Took the guy 5 years to do this, Ron. And what blew me away about this is the guy's, obviously he's talented, but the dedication. It took 5 long years every day to build this car. Now, the thought immediately struck me after I got over, there's no way this guy did this, but he did. The thought struck me, there's kind of a correlation here between kind of what we do and what Mr. Ernie Adams does. And I'll point that out after the break. I mean, it's, you think the globalists building their little New World Order was a small feat? Well, of course it wasn't. Is it going to take time to dismantle? Yeah. Is it going to take the one thing that Ernie Adams had? Dedication? Only he was building something. We need to unbuild something. It's the first day of the week. Be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron McDonald, did you watch that video?
Yes, I did, and I was very impressed.
Is this not the, I've seen a lot of, man, I've seen a lot of things in my life. And there are some things that you witness that you just go, really? And then there's some things that you see and go, wow, that's pretty cool, or that's pretty neat, whatever.
It's the same as, you know those little gadgets that they're like a pinhole size? You look through and you see the entire text of the entire Bible on them?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that. The feet is like that. It's an unbelievable thing that he's done.
And maybe this taps into, I mean, boys, you know, did you have a pedal car when you were a kid?
You're darn tootin' I did.
I had the radio flyer, man. I had the red one. And, you know, you just thought that you were, you know, this was your very own little miniature car, and you were just like the big people driving cars. This, I don't care if you were conquerors of Hotsy Totsy or you're Demolition Derby type Dan or something. Anywhere in between, people that saw this went, whoa. And it just stopped them dead in their tracks. And the whole time I'm watching this thing, what's going through my head is, yeah, the man is obviously immensely talented, but there's a lot of people, there's a lot of body knockers out there, people that do, I've seen guys do mock-ups for cars, you know, full-size mock-ups, clay, you know, whatever. I've seen stuff that really talented people are able to do. But it's done not like this. I mean, I was just absolutely blown away of the guy's vision, his patience, of course, obviously his talent for doing it, but his stick-to-itiveness. It took him 5 long years to build this thing. And I'm thinking to myself, geez, if we had a good bunch of people that were as dedicated as this guy building his 49 Merc dwarf car, hell, we got the New World Order licked.
Well, I think he had one quality that maintained his persistent on doing this, persistence, and that was passion. He had a passion for what he was doing.
Yeah, that's, thank you for filling that in. That's apropos. That's exactly what he had. Passion. Just like we have here, and I'm really surprised, I still get tickled as punch when I see good news stories. When I see positive things happening, I still get giddy. And that's after 20 years. You're right, Ron McDonald. Passion. Yeah. That is an outstanding way to put it. Passion. All right, well, I won't continue with this, but, geez, folks. I mean, come on. I mean, I know people that can't screw in light bulbs without screwing it up. Or,
you know. You know, I could see this guy making one fender and taking 5 years to do that and making it precise.
There are other videos. If you click on through to the YouTube and it goes to the YouTube page, there's other videos about this car and other cars that he has built. Now, I don't know where this guy gets the time. I mean, obviously, he's dedicated to this every single day of his life, and he's not a poor man. Have you ever seen any of these things on show someplace? You ever seen one up for sale? I never have, because these are all one-offs. And I couldn't even set a price on this. Do you know how many man hours? I mean, obviously he didn't work 5 years around the clock, but geez, the man hours, the labor that just went in, a labor of love. This guy just did it. Our labor of love is trying to educate people. Trying to maybe inspire, if not, hell, at least we'll entertain a little bit while we give you the bad news. But, you know, it just struck me that there's a strong corollary here of what we do and why we do it. And, you know, here's a guy, he's got a passion for something else. Could you imagine if this guy had put a team together to go kick the New World Order's ass?
Oh, jeez.
It would already, okay, we did this by lunch. Let's go have lunch.
Right, we'd be living in a paradise right now.
I'm telling we, you know, even life is never easy. I mean, we always have challenges. We always have challenges in life. But my God in heaven, Ron, what would this country be like if we didn't have bankster gangsters running it? If the corporations didn't have all little pipsqueak politicians in their pockets? What would this country be like?
And I'm going to say one other thing as far as this man. He was not unique if you took him back to the before 1933. That's when all competition was running rampant around the country. People were inventing things out of their garages. They were doing things. Yeah. They had a passion, as we said. They had a passion for doing these things. Today, that's been weaned out of us.
Man, if it doesn't come prepackaged, you know, pre-sold to you, pre-digested, pre-whatever, people just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, the quick fix is
And one of the problems that I've seen, especially with the corporate attitude, you know, let's cookie cutter it, stamp it out. We don't care. Let's build in a shelf life for it. We know exactly whatever the widget is, it's going to blow up, so we know you have to replace it. Yeah, you're right. There was a time in this country, Ron, where people were excited about the opportunity to do, to invent, to pursue, to be passionate. You know, we didn't have a bunch of people standing around trying to money grub or going after your little itty-bitty pile. You know, dynamics. I was going to say dynamism that I couldn't get out. There was a certain amount of passion, and there was a joy for life just in doing. you know, I did this, you know, or whatever. Building a business in this country. You know, mom and pop team putting their ideas to work. You know, they had the vision. They had the passion. They did things. They employed people. They circulated money. I mean, it used to be wonderful in this country. Now we're all standing around just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if we have a group of people that is as passionate and as visionary as this guy is, can we do away with this New World Order so we can go do something else? I don't know. I've spent a third of my life doing this. Hell, if I'll probably spend half my life doing this if I live long enough. But my God in heaven.
He's a rare creature today. He's a very rare creature today. I think today's generation, I'm talking about the youth, they're into the virtual realities, the videos, and, you know. What production is that? I don't know.
It's non-productive. It's busy work. I call it busy work in the face of helplessness. Where they're not even engaged. Oh yeah, they're Twittering, they're tweeting, they're doing this, and they've got 2,000 friends. Well, they're not friends. You know, I can count on one hand how many real friends I have. Other people have remained fairly close, and you know, whatever. But the one thing that's been bred out of us, thanks to the corporate cookie cutter people. You know, a little thing called workmanship. You remember when we used to have people that had craftsmanship that would actually create and do, and it wasn't cookie-cuttered or stamped out at a factory someplace?
Oh, definitely. I remember. In fact, you know, my wife and I are into antiques. We still like the quality stuff that doesn't fall apart. But, you know, the advent of the cookie cutter stuff, the stuff that does fall apart, that's the advent of commerce in this society. It has to be replaced every so often to keep the system running, you know, and that's what's happened. When they made the furniture and quality refrigerators and appliances and everything else back in the 50s and 40s and 30s and 20s or whatever, they made them to last. A lot of effort went into these things.
We had a refrigerator that was 45 years old, and it still ran. I mean, yeah, there was a little buildup on the icebox in there. You know, it wasn't a self-defrosting kind of thing. You know, now you got self-defrosting freezers, refrigerators, self-cleaning ovens. No. We had a refrigerator that was 45 years old, and the damn thing still worked.
See, that was a time that you weren't told what you could do and can't do. Today, you're told how to build your house, how to face your house, where to face it. You know, everything is, you're told how to do it. And one cannot use their own creativity involved in these things.
No, there's very little room for creativity. Could you imagine where this country would be without the likes of like a Henry Ford or an Edison or a Tesla for that matter? Well, he's been pretty much scrubbed from, you know, the history books. But, you know, people with drive and imagination that didn't. Could you imagine if Thomas Edison, after he did his 100th experiment, he said, to hell with it. You know, I joke to this day, you know, then the Lord said, let there be light. So what did he do? He invented Edison, for God's sakes. And Edison's idea with another failure after failure after failure, I'm one step closer to my desired goal of making a light bulb. That's just one more way that I shouldn't do it, so the next time I will do it. I mean, it took him thousands of times.
Yeah.
You know, what drives people like this? What drives them? What is their passion? That is what is missing anymore. I mean, it just is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I, you know, I think, again, to have a life without passion in it, I would ask everyone. Yeah,
it's no life. Well, what we're living right now is an echo of a life, remembrances of what has been. And yeah, we kind of are has been, but we can be again with a little passion and a little drive.
Thank you. time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ron McDonald be without a passion to write a book? They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency.
He'd probably be on 3rd Street. Asking for handouts.
33rd Street.
Yeah, 33rd Street, yeah.
Well, if things aren't wacky enough, remember Robert Reich? Here is the Clintonista out of the Clinton regime.
Oh, yeah,
He's still a favored person on the talk show circuit. Like, when he speaks, it still makes a difference. Well, he said something recently. He was the Secretary of Labor, by the way, under Billy Boy. He came out recently, Ron, and compared the Tea Party to a conspiracy to undermine the government of the United States. Now, what first came to mind? What, Sarah Palin? Dick Armey? I can remember the Ron Paul Revolution. That Tea Party that was promptly hijacked by the unimaginative stalwarts that wanted to turn things kind of back into the party. Well, if you've been watching lately, the Republican Party is just, it's just all tattered. Well, yeah, you putting forth Mitt Romney, a little closet socialist in supposedly Republican garb? Yeah. I'd say you're a little confused. Hey, Republican Party, why don't you try this? You can find it in any library, anywhere. Hey, we got copies we can send you. We won't even bill you for it. I'd like to send 535 pocket constitutions to our Congress critters, just in case that they forgot what they swore to. Well, here rolls Robert Reich to undermine the government of the United States. When people like Reich make an extreme comparison, you know they've lost the argument. What they usually do is they pull the racist, homophobe, sexist, oh, maybe you're a Nazi, any extremist card from the bottom of the deck and try to play it as a legitimate hand. People involved in the Tea Party are not engaged in a conspiracy, I'm here to report. Everything the Tea Party does is in the open. It's a card-carrying and philosophical members use the political system that anybody can take advantage of to make changes to our government. Only we want to do it constitutionally, at least the original Tea Partiers. Reich called this an infiltration. Our political system calls it people getting elected. The Tea Party's goal is not to subvert the Constitution, which is the goal of Robert Reich and his fellow liberals, social Nazis, whatever the hell they are, but to ensure that those elected to office and took an oath to uphold the Constitution legislate in terms of limitations of the Constitution and do no more than that. Remember Ron Paul? Here's old Robert's Tea Party conspiracy theory. He says, imagine a plot to undermine the government of the United States, to destroy much of its capacity to do public's business, and to sow distrust amongst the population. Imagine further that the plotters infiltrate Congress and state governments, reshape their districts to give them disproportionate influence in Washington, and use the media to spread big lies about the government. Finally, imagine they not only paralyze the government, but are on the verge of dismantling pieces of it. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that a perfect description of what the little Nazis, little socialists, little whatever they are, Republican and Democrat, both folks. Isn't this what they have done? Isn't this a perfect description? Well, let's get down to the real point. Is it wrong to oppose the government when it violates the Constitution? You know, if you listen to them, you're a terrorist. I'm sorry, Ron McDonald, do you feel like a terrorist?
No, I don't. I feel like I'm a conservative and want those fundamental principles in place.
Oh, well, let's find another term, because the people that are calling themselves conservative now are slightly right of, I don't know, Attila the Hun or...
Right.
Yeah, Karl Marx. Yeah. Well, is it wrong to oppose the government when it spends the nation into debt? Is it wrong to oppose elected officials when they will not curtail spending? Is it wrong to work against policies that take more money in taxes? Is it wrong to work within the system to stop the implementation of government-mandated health care system? Is it wrong to fix what's broken? Well, you already know the automatic answer to that. There's no conspiracy. The Tea Party has been very open about what it wants to do, and the world knows it. And, geez. The Declaration of Independence, the opening paragraph, is an indictment of Robert Reich's duplicity. And I'm just going to give you the first paragraph. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
Well, I don't know who wrote that, but I think they sound like a terrorist to me.
Well, that's what we all are now, folks. We call this a republic, not a democracy. We're for the Constitution. We're for the rule of law. We're for honest money. All of these things now make me a modern-day terrorist. You know what? I'm damn proud of it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. Let's wrangle in a few phone calls here. TJ in Georgia. Hello, TJ.
Hey, John. How you doing, sir?
Good, sir.
Hey, by the way, I think it was the Friday show. It was very inspiring.
That was a rerun Friday.
Oh, was it? Well, I haven't been able to listen too much every day, but I was pretty inspired by that. But getting back to what you're saying about how creative people are, if you look at the patents that have been done by Americans 50 years ago versus the patents of today, it's every year, the more government puts their boot on our throat, mm-hmm. the less people are innovative, the less inventive they are. The less, creative we may be.
Well, and, where does that creativity, where does that spontaneity, where does that energy come from, when somebody's got a boot on your throat?
Correct. If you look at, Russia's been around a lot longer than the United States of America, but if you go back 50 years and compare the patents of the United States citizens versus the Russian subject, I mean, it's awe-inspiring right there. And I think some of it may have to do, that Tucker in his dream, that movie about that car.
Yep.
That guy was crushed.
He was. He died, what was it, 5-6 years after they took him to court and tried to get him for malfeasance and misrepresentation and thievery and all that other stuff. What the guy basically did is he had his vision of how a car should be and how it should be built. The only problem is, well, they had senators in the pocket. GM had a few senators in the pocket, well, coming from Michigan, go figure. You had three strong car companies that couldn't compete with what this guy was doing. It would have taken them a while to retool, and the next year, further improvements on the Tucker, and on it goes. You had to nail that guy down. You had to get rid of him. He was a danger to ongoing commerce.
Yes, sir, you're correct, and that tells you just how far back the corruption actually goes. You mentioned a light bulb earlier, and what got me was a story I read in USA Today probably 4 years ago. Was there's a light bulb outside of a fire station. I wanted to say whether it was San Francisco or Chicago that had been steadily burning. I think it was like going on for like 50 years. And I think it was like an Edison bulb. And, you know, I just found that absolutely amazing. A light bulb that, you know, hadn't been burned out.
I think that was San Francisco, because I recall. I recall that.
Yes, and I was absolutely amazed, because the light bulbs in my house don't last that long, that's for sure.
Well, and the old incandescent, that's been kind of outlawed. They're on their way out. They gave us mercury vapor bulbs. Oh, thank you very much. You know, you've got to be a scientist to dispose of these things. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, what the hell lasts for 50 years anymore?
Correct. Well, you break one of them light bulbs, I mean, if you have a child or something like that, I mean, you have to do a hazmat setup. And
yeah, the first responders will show up and force it. Yeah. And by the way, don't you know that most cities now are cash-strapped, so they're going to be charging you if they have to show up. For whatever reason, whether it's a car crash or your kid cut his fingers on a mercury light bulb or whatever the case may be. Yeah, they're going to start making people pay for it.
Well, I hope they don't send too many firefighters to my home if one of my light bulbs breaks.
Well, I'm telling you.
And, you know, and something else that kind of got me was I just read a book called Ancient Inventions. And it tells about mankind, like, especially around, like, Iraq, they had a battery back then. And what really got me was the Cretans. And now, if you want to insult somebody today, you can call them a Cretan. Mm-hmm. But really, the Cretans had running water, hot and cold, toilets in their home. I mean, I'm sure there's still people in this country that are still using an outhouse.
Yeah, in the turn of the century, in the 1800s, and even the turn of the last century, yeah, it was a luxury to have indoor plumbing and not to freeze your tush out in the wintertime going to the bathroom.
Correct. And basically my overall point is, if you can look in history where the government doesn't have their jackboot on people's throats, you know, people are more creative. I mean, farmers, you know, they repurpose everything, the old farmers of the day. Now we have a bunch of, you know, big company farms and all that. You know, you used to get a farmer, you know, his thresher went, he pulled a part off his sickle and fixed it. And we're losing that,
You
know, year in, year out. But that's all I have, John, and thank you very much for taking my call, sir.
All right, thanks, TJ. Yeah. I appreciate your call. Yeah,
you know, he talks of a time when people were self-sufficient, too. They grew their own vegetables and took care of themselves. They didn't have to depend on a lot.
The interdependence, and you hear this thrown around by the New World Orderites out there now, we're so interdependent. One cannot survive without the other. Well, I can believe that. If you want the death knell of sovereignty and liberty and free choice and all that other stuff, yeah, they're exactly correct. You know, it probably won't. I'm probably going to have to get a carbon tax, and I'm probably going to have to partition and, you know, pay a tax if I want to leave a fart one day. Who knows? You know, to some foreign unelected bureaucrat that's going to be riding herd over the, I don't know, termite fart, you know, bill. I don't know. But, you know, that really struck me over the weekend. And I've been thinking about this since last week. People's passion is waning. And they got all upset when they found out about the New World Order and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And Now they're just sitting around depressed, waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, where's the innovative thinking? How many times on this program did I say, okay, you politicos out there, why aren't you organizing within the state? Why are we not going after our own state legislature? You know, do we have a laundry list? Man, too numerous to even mention.
Well, I think there's one quality that is missing out of all this. And, you know, when we were kids, you know, people were willing to die for their principles. Today, I don't think it's out there. I think people don't have the backbone or the courage anymore to put their neck out on the line for a belief system they believe in.
Well, I don't know if people believe in anything anymore. I don't know that they really, 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 truly do. Because if you do, there's a large part of you that will never die, will never wither, will never unpassion itself, if that's a word, will never disconnect itself. You're always going to be there. You know, I mean, folks, I'm not an ironclad individual. I have my ups and I have my downs as well. But I keep doing it every single day. Sometimes it gets so absolutely bizarre and nuts and strenuous to run a network, I sometimes question whether I'm sane when continuing to do it. But it's a good thing, so I'll continue to do it. And I still get giddy and I still get happy when, you know, good stuff comes around.
You know, one of the things I've noticed about society, the actual moxie in the society is in the criminal element. They're apt to do almost anything. Their fears are less.
and they are getting more and more creative in how to do their dirty
things.
Right. Yeah. You might be right. They may be the last group of individuals that feel unfettered because they're not constrained by what? I don't know. They're not constrained by anything because they're lawbreakers. They're criminals. Yeah. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John and Ron. How you guys doing today? I hope good. John, this message was for you. I sent you an email because I promised a couple of guys on your weekend lineup that I would send them some information. So if you go to your Hotmail account, if you can please forward it because I am not that tech savvy and I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Right. So it's about 1933 FDR, the suspension of the Constitution, the Congress, and the Senate.
Okay. How long ago did you send it?
Oh, 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. So it's at the top of the list here. Okay. Dude?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I got it. All right. And I should take a look at that, correct?
Yeah, it's just like one paragraph, and if you could just forward it, it gives all the numbers so these guys could look up the legislation if they want. Okay. But I promised it to a couple of your weekend lineup, and John Moore was interested in it last Thursday. Okay. He didn't really know that much about it with his guest. That's the first time his guest ever heard of it, so I just think it's kind of interesting that, you know, we're all under this illusion and we're paying these congressmen and senators $185,000 a year in salary. And they don't really have a job or a say-so in the government, and I don't think people know this.
Well, they sure are protecting their phony baloney jobs, then.
Oh, they sure are. So, hey, you guys have a fantastic day, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
This is what he sent over. He said, declared March 9th, 33, FDR and the United States government has been dissolved by being bankrupt and insolvent. House Joint Resolution 192 of the 73rd Congress in session on June 5th of 1933 to suspend the gold and abrogate the gold clause, dissolve the sovereign authority of the United States governmental officials, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States government will exist in name only. Put us in a state of emergency war powers, put the Constitution, Congress, and the Senate on the shelf. And that's pretty much it.
And where's he quoting that particular paragraph from?
He doesn't attribute to copying this from anything. It's probably...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess you can just go to HJR 192 of the 73rd Congress, June 5th of 33.
Yeah, well, the facts that he has in there is correct. I was just wondering... Mm. when he said the president had declared that the United States was insolvent, basically, and it's only a name now. Well, I wonder if he put that in himself.
Well, and I was just opened up just your book at willy-nilly, and whatever page fell open on property. This is an unalienable right is found in a state constitution. However, if you still possess that unalienable right, you would need permission from the county to remodel your home, even if fully paid for. Could the government charge you with a crime and seize everything you own before you were, before you were convicted? It's happening. You don't own anything. It's all leaned commercial property. That's why you don't have the power to protect by force what you think is your property. That power is left in the hands of the creditors, law enforcers. You know, the little equity queens out there, I guess you could call them.
Yeah. You know, there is some sort of distinction of what Roosevelt said when he said the people were hoarding their gold, their money. Hoarding, in that sense, would be a commercial jurisdiction. However, the people had their money in their private jurisdictions. So you can see how he'd already switched us from our private domains into a public domain of commerce when he used the term hoarding the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means it has to be circulated. Well, no, it doesn't. If you have money, you want to save it, it's yours.
I don't know about that.
not anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, just ask von Nottinghaus or whatever his name was.
Yeah, well, he used the false term. He shouldn't have touched the dollar.
Yeah, that's I think it's at least copyrighted, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
Hey guys, how are you doing today?
Hi.
Yeah, I've got a quick quote. You know, we were talking earlier, and I thought I'll go in there and pull this piece of paper up where I've got this quote that I've used a few times. According to our theory, the people are wiser than the government. Here, the people do not look to government for light or instruction, but the government looks to the people. The people give law to the government. To entrust government with the power of determining education for our children shall receive is entrusting our servant with the power of the master. The fundamental difference between the United States and Prussia has been overlooked by the Board of Education and its supporters. Where the whole tendency of education is to create obedience, all teachers must be pliant tools of government.
Yep.
Such a system of education is not inconsistent with the theory of Prussian society, but the thing is wholly inadmissible here in the United States. That was Augustus Brownson, circa 1950, during the fight of whether to bring the Prussian type of education to the United States.
Well, and
that's why we are where we are.
And Chuck, I find it particularly interesting that even the communists realized for an indoctrination mechanism inside the United States, you call it a public school system, to be used as a transmission belt for the propaganda. And that's exactly what it has turned into.
Well, there is nothing wrong with the educational system today. It's doing exactly what it's designed to do. You cannot make a diamond out of, meat in a meat grinder and come out with a diamond. It ain't going to happen. Our educational system was designed to do exactly what it's doing. It's designed to create an obedient people, mid-level managers, and that's all. Thanks, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you, Chuck. Yeah, just keep growing crops of useful idiots. You know, Saturday I was in Georgetown. It's about 15 miles north of me here on 35 in Central Texas. And somebody was having a graduation something or other, whatever. You know, there's a limo and all the youngsters decked out in their, you know, their best. And I just drove by that, and I didn't get a sense of happiness or a sense of adventure and excitement. What I saw was people in the prime of their lives going to be severely disappointed, because coming out of the chute, they don't even know what they're getting involved in. And how many more disappointments You know, you folks, you think it was a disappointment learning about the globalists and learning how far our government has strayed from the founding documents. You think that's unnerving. Try being, and here's one of the things of youth. You know, mortality is the furthest thing from your mind. Death, you never think about that. What you're focused on is the new and exciting input that you're receiving every day. You're giddy. You're high on life. Well, wait till it starts to sink in that they can't do with their lives what they want. Scott in Arizona, I'll get to your call right after this. 800-313-9443. I want to get into a bunch of different things today, along with my guest, author of the book, They Own It All, Including You, Mr. Ron McDonald.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
A guy always emails me, says, I may be wrong here, but it seemed to me that every act and bill proposed is meant to break down one or more of the restrictions and limitations that the Constitution has placed on certain activity. Then they turn what is otherwise unconstitutional activity into lucrative, monopolistic, privileged activity. I think you just gave the new Webster's Dictionary definition of corporatism. Scott in Arizona. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hi.
There's a Yeah, sun finally came out. It's warming up out here.
It's 86 degrees here in Central Texas under sunny skies. Beat that one.
Yeah, well, I'm about 6,000 feet. It's about 60. It's been in the 30s for weeks.
You must be in northern Arizona.
Yeah, over there by New Mexico.
Okay, gotcha.
2 points on the innovation. One is the IRS, who takes all the innovation money. They're the ones that kind of put Tesla out of business. And also, innovation follows the manufacturing. So if you have no manufacturing, there's very little innovation. And they've taken our money and taken our manufacturing.
Well, and how much can you devote to brain farting and dreaming when you're being brought down by all the daily funk, all the bad stuff?
Yeah, you can't breathe. They pass some law to do something to you. You spend your whole life defending yourself.
Well, and you know, I'm still waiting. Maybe it's a delayed reaction here. I know people in this country are pissed about a whole plethora of things.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. But I'm just hoping that anger, and I've said this on the air before, and it is true. Rather than me getting depressed, I just get a little agitated and a little angry.
That's what I am, too. I'm just getting mad at the state guys and the county people now. You know, letting them know what they're doing wrong, or what the law is, I guess I should say.
And Scott, you're talking about your own backyard in Arizona there. I know that's a big backyard, but that's your state.
Yeah.
We're in Texas. You're there in Arizona. Ron here's in, I always thought, Southern California. No, it's Northern California. But, you know, these are our own backyards. And all I see is the fields that are laying fallow here and not producing anything. No resistance to the legislature because, I mean, even Robert Reich, I mean, well, he's even upset that, well, we're putting people in the Congress and the Senate that are trying to undermine America. I mean, seriously? You know, what planet did this guy come from? What third world country is he getting his philosophy from?
Karl Marx?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, anyway, keep up the hope. And just have to run these plunderers out of this country.
Well, and, you know,
like they didn't know.
That was the correlation that I drew. You know, how many people, good, dedicated men, is it going to take to unseat the New World Order and its minions in this country?
Because, a lot of people are going to think.
Well, I'll tell you what. Once you start figuratively lobbing off a few heads, the cowards will invariably run.
Yeah.
We got the law, we got the right on our side. It's so bad now that they're calling us terrorists in our great democracy.
The more victories you get, the more people you get.
I'm telling you, victory does breed success and more people that like to enjoy success and victory. You got that right. Hey, Scott, thanks for your call.
Good day.
All right, second hour coming up, 800-313-9443. We'll get into more issues on this day after Sunday and the one before Tuesday. That's right, the first day of the week. And today, I'm not going to say the word. We'll be back. With finance.